development, for example, if you think about kind of the overhead components of this, it doesn't make sense for these smaller activities. There are other ways to approach them. But for these larger, some of you may remember special assessment districts back in the 80s, into the 90s. That was a prevalent process for particularly maybe a development that was outside of the current city limits or outside of the service area that wanted to become annexed and become part of the city over time. Special assessment districts were one of those mechanisms that was used a lot around New Mexico. This is more of a modernized version of a special assessment district that's usually used for larger scale developments. So just to kind of, as you think about as you're approached potentially by others that wanting to look at a PIDS, it's typically done for the a kind of a major effort rather than developing 2 acres within the city limits, that kind of thing. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hernandez.